clerk will call the roll. And the motion on the table is inexpedient to legislate. So if you, I'm sorry, if you're in favor of killing the bill, you'd vote yes.
Representative Holden.
Yes.
Representative Intron.
Yay.
Representative Cataldo.
Yay.
Representative Devine.
Yes.
Representative Remick.
Yes.
Representative Rappaport.
Yes.
Representative Cox.
Yes.
Representative McMahon.
Yes.
Representative O'Connor.
Yes.
Representative Panic.
Yes.
Representative Harrison. Representative Summers. Representative Kane.
Yes.
Representative Callie Pitts.
Yes.
Representative Reed.
Yes.
Representative Lavasseur.
Yes.
Representative Pastore. And Representative Jarrity.
Yes.
I had to forget him all the time. Yay, 0 nay.
Representative Callie Pitts moves to consent calendar. Any opposition to that? No? Oh, I'm sorry. I'll tell you what the consent calendar is. This now goes to the full House of Representatives, and it goes on this thing we call the calendar. The calendar has all the bills listed that we need to vote on in Reps Hall on that specific day. Bills with debate that might have had a committee vote of, say, 8-7 or 10-9 go on the regular calendar because they have a regular debate. Bills that are unanimous and have no debate because the committee agrees fully, they go on what's called the consent calendar with a whole bunch of other bills. And those bills all chunk together, all get passed with one vote. We all say yay, and all those bills on the consent calendar get passed, and that saves legislative time. So, anyone opposed to consent on the committee? If not, we go ahead, Representative.
You might want to explain that somebody in the General Assembly can pull the bill.
That's true.
And then they open it up to the debate.
So, consent is moved and it's going to consent. Now, on the House floor, whenever this comes up, let's say there's a representative who decides, you know, I want to debate this thing. Well, they can go to the House clerk and say, I would like to pull or remove House bill such and such from the consent calendar. And it goes on the regular calendar and gets full debate if that representative. So that's the privilege of each representative to be able to do that. So we have just ITL, House Bill 302, which the intent of which had nothing to do with the Northern Pass Power Project.